Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Psalm 24, reading verses 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. The title of our message is The Glorified King. The King of glory. The Glorified King. Says you lift up your heads, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors. That means these doors is meant for the everlasting to come through. That's why it's called the everlasting doors. Now he says so that this king, this everlasting king will come in. He would enter. And then he said, who is this king? He said, the Lord. Mighty in battle. He is the king. That the glorified king should come in. See what he said in Revelation chapter 3, reading from verse 20 to 22. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. I will sup with him and he with me. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He says that he is standing at the door of the human heart, human mind, knocking, that he is that King of glory, that Jesus Christ is the glorified King. And now he says, standing at the door of our heart to enter, that anyone who hear his voice, and open, he will come in. Say, this glorified King will come in, and that he will sup with me, I will sup with him. And therefore, he is telling us of the glorified King. That's why his gospel is called the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Because he had been glorified. In the old time, he was speaking by the prophet. That's what we read in Psalm 24. David was his prophet, speaking of this glorified King. That you lift up your heads, O ye gates. Either those gates or doors is not the physical doors or gates, but the spiritual one. The one in our heart, in our mind. And let this King come in. And he spoke to them in the old time, in the wilderness. The King was among them. 40 years in the wilderness. Let's remind ourselves concerning what the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 3 concerning this King of glory. Hebrews chapter 3, if we read from verse 7, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. He said the living God was among them 40 years in the wilderness, and that he was daily knocking at their hearts. But they had an evil heart of unbelief. They hardened their hearts. That's why he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as it was in the provocation, in the wilderness. So we should not do so. We should let this glorified king into our hearts. This king that is speaking, that he is spiritual. That's why he says, he that has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. That the Spirit was speaking concerning his word. What word? The word we have in the Bible. That every scriptures came from the Holy Spirit. And then he was speaking to the people, his own people, in the wilderness, the Israelites, that they should let this king come in. Whose king? The king of God. That the word of God is that king. The king eternal, the king immortal, the king invisible. The king to rule our hearts. But they said they had evil hearts of unbelief. They did not believe in this king. You know, he said in those days there was no king in Israel. But there was king in Israel. It is this king that was with them in the wilderness 40 years. It came to the land which he drove all those who were there away and let enter that land. They will not receive the king, their king. The king was in Shiloh. All the time the children of Ela was committing abomination before the king. And then he called Samuel. They didn't know the king. Eli's children did not know there is a king. And the king, he says that don't harden your heart against this spiritual king. He is the Holy Spirit. He called Samuel. I said, Samuel. And Samuel did not know the king then at that time. But later he discovered the king is the king that gave us the scriptures. The Holy Spirit himself. And then he now knew who to listen to. That we are to listen to this king, the king of the Holy Bible. And then he opened his heart for this king in. Samuel opened. Then he was now known from Dan to Beersheba that Daniel Samuel was ordained to be a prophet of this king. He was to be speaking. And later they asked for a physical king. And Samuel was grieved. Why? Because he knew there was a king. He said, give us a king so that we'll be like other nations. Now God doesn't want us to do so. If we belong to this king, that this king is this holy Bible God gave to the Israelites. It says that open your heart, let this glorified king come in. That Jesus has been glorified. Who? The word of God has been glorified. Listen to it. Let's read in John chapter 7. I hear what the scripture records concerning the glorified one. John chapter 7. Reading from verse 37 to 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. It says, as the scripture has said. Who said so? The scriptures. It says, anyone that believes on me, out of his belly, out of his heart, will be flowing out the testimony of the scriptures that he was talking of the Spirit, which those who believe in the Scripture shall receive. That those who believe in Scripture shall receive the Spirit of the Scriptures. But that the Spirit of the Scriptures was not yet given because the Scripture has not been glorified. The Word of God was not yet glorified. And that it is after he was glorified, now he poured out the Spirit of the Scriptures upon men, upon his disciples in Jerusalem. That on the Pentecost day, when the Spirit came upon them, then they were testifying of him after he has been glorified. That God says that he is going to glorify his Word first. It is when the Word of God was glorified before he released his Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Holy Bible. And so that they will not know the King. Being exalted on the right hand of God, then he now shared abroad the Holy Spirit in the hearts of his disciples. And therefore, as he said, they became witnesses unto him in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. That is what Jesus was saying, that he was talking of the Spirit that will come upon those that believe on him, that the Spirit of the King will enter you. Then they will not know this King, the glorified King. See what he said when he was praying to the Father in John 17, reading from verse 1 to 5. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee in the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. It says, the hour has come for you to glorify your Son, so that your Son will glorify you, that the hour has come that God will glorify his Son. He will make his Son known. That is why he says he's standing at the door knocking today, that we may know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. That the only true God is the very Holy Spirit, for God is a Spirit. And this Spirit gave us the Holy Bible. That is whom he sent, that he sent his Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What is the destructions? The people that don't know God, he says they're destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Therefore, he came to give us eternal life. That's why he said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lift up, you everlasting doors, and let this eternal one enter. This eternal King, because he is that undiable King, the unremovable Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He says that he came to give us eternal life. That eternal life is himself, the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Say, Father, the time has come for you to glorify your Word, so that your Word will glorify you. For we need the Word of God to glorify God. Without the Word of God, we cannot come to God, for he is a Spirit. Jesus says, there's no other way we can come to the Father except by me. And now he's saying it's time for you to make him known that the Word of God is that Son of God, that the Word of God is that truth of God. That's why the apostle says, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That the Word of God is that only begotten of the Father, and the Word was made flesh. What a mystery. In the days of his flesh, he was praying to the Father. that he should glorify him with himself. And so that the world will know that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God himself was manifest in the flesh. Who? The God of the Holy Bible. And that when he came to reveal to us the true God. That this true God is the God that gave us the Bible. And then he preached him on earth. He was received up into glory. That is, he was glorified, is what he's saying. That when he came, he died. And then he was raised. Through that resurrection, God now advertised his son to the whole world. That Jesus is indeed the son of the Holy Spirit. Because no one knows whom the son of God is. Except the Father, except the Spirit that gave us his son. And now he said that this son is the king, our king. That God gave us Jesus to be the everlasting king. The king that we all must bow to. The king that should rule our hearts. That's why he tells us in Philippians chapter 2, reading verse 9 to 11. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Are you hearing? He says every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ, the Word of God, that he is our Lord, our Master, our King, to the glory of the Spirit that gave him to us, that the Holy Word of God, the Word of God in the Holy Bible, is our Lord. To the glory of the Holy Spirit that gave us the scriptures. That there's no other way you can glorify this Spirit except through his word. He says that he said today, if you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, don't harden your heart. Where is that voice in these pages of the Bible? And now he says that lift up your heads, O ye gates. That look up, or is what he's saying. And then open this door of your mind to the truth of Christ. That the true Christ is the Holy Bible. Let him enter. He says, when he entered, the everlasting has entered. When he entered you, that undiable king has entered you. That undiable king is this word that liveth and abideth forever. Who exalted him? The Holy Spirit. Who raised him from the dead? The Holy Spirit. Lifted his word up far above all principalities and powers. Lifted the Bible, he says, at his name, every knee should bow. Every government, every authority should bow to the Holy Scriptures. That God has lifted him up. Lifted his word up far above. And so he says that which we read in the Psalm, the psalmist was speaking of the King of Glory. Is Jesus that is the King of Glory. He is the raised one. And that they were all his servants. They were servants of the scripture, the prophet. That's why Apostle Paul wrote this in Ephesians chapter 1, reading from verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, fantastic. He said, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Father of glory. That is, God himself is the Father of the glorified Christ. Who is the glory? Who is the glorified? Christ himself. Who was glorified? The Word of God himself. And so, who is this Father of glory? The Spirit that gave us the Bible. It is the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead by the Spirit of holiness that was in Christ. He said, for this purpose, I bow my knee. I pray to God that he will grant you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That is, that we should know him. That is the covenant of the New Testament. That everyone shall know him, from the least to the greatest. Know who? Know the glorified King. St. Paul says that he is praying that the God of glory, the Father of glory, the Father of Christ, will give them, give us the knowledge of Christ, so that we know the raised Christ. That when God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised his word from the dead. He raised him up far above. That he came to demonstrate to us what he had done to his word. And therefore, he now said every knee should bow to this word of God. Every tongue should confess him. That we bow to him. Bow to who? To the word of God in the Bible. Confess who? Confess the word of God. That he is the Lord. That if you shall believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. That God raised him from the dead. It is God that raised Jesus from the dead. All this he did to save us, so that we don't stumble at the word. He came and illustrated it to us. He said, first he was made flesh. They saw him. Then he died. They saw him. He was buried. They saw him. And he was raised again on the third day, and he appeared to men. He says, all this he did to prove to us that he had been glorified. So that today, we don't look for our King. We now know the King. That this King is this word of God we have in the Bible. I will continue reading in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 1. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Are you hearing? That he gave us Christ to be the head over us, over our believers. That he gave us the Bible to be the head. That God did all of this so that he will make us know our King. That we should not bow to another. There is only one Master. Master Jesus. He showed him openly. Raised him from the dead. And he said that he is the head over the church, which is his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. The Christ. The knowledge of Christ is to fill every one of us. We are his vessel. The truth of Christ should enter us. That means we should know the true Christ. That's why he says we should lift our heads. Please lift up. They say we should not be cast down anymore. We should lift up our heads. And let the King enter. We say when the King enter, then no other thing can enter us. That's why when Goliath came to Israel, the David, the psalmist who knew the King, said to him that you have faith. Because there is a King. There's no vacancy here in Israel. We have a King that you are challenging. He will cut off your head this day. But the rest did not know, including King Saul, that there is a King. That their King is invisible, is the stone of Israel, the word of God that liveth and abideth forever, Christ himself. The scripture he gave to Moses. He said he is our King, he is to rule us. Goliath cannot rule us, David said. And that this day, his head is going to be cut off because he's challenging the head over us. That God has given him to be head over us. That's why he says, by faith we enter him. He enter us. Faith alone is what is required to enter into this king, and he will enter you. That the king of the Bible wants to enter us. That king is these holy scriptures, which God gave to us to be our head. And so he's saying to us today that he is already glorified, that God raised him far above every power. There's nothing that can defeat Christ. There's nothing that can challenge the authority of the scriptures. In this world, nor in the world to come, forever. That God did it himself. Therefore, we should not fear anything. Fear no other power. That all power belongs to him. He said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth, both spirit and physical. That he's God in heaven, he's God on earth. And so he said, he did so by himself when he set him on his own right hand. That God first made his word to be flesh. Then he raised him from the dead. And then he's now on the right hand of God. Until he make his enemies his footstool. That all nations shall bow to Christ. That this God of the Bible shall rule from coast to coast, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. He shall rule the whole world, that all the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Hallelujah. Hear what he said further in Acts chapter 17 concerning him. Acts 17, reading verses 30 and 31. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. He said he has given, God himself has given assurance to the whole world concerning Christ by raising him from the dead, that he is glorified already. That in the days of ignorance in the past, when we didn't know God, God has ignored that. But today, he's saying that we should know the king. Because he has set a day in that he would judge the whole world by this king. That this king gave us a parable. He says that he went to a far country to receive a kingdom. And that at his return, those who said he will not rule over them will find this king that we are waiting for, the glorious appearing of the great God, our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That the Holy Bible is coming with full power, amen, with full authority. And that's what he says. He said God has given assurance to the whole world by raising his word from the dead. No other man has been raised before except this one. He gave assurance that this word of God that was made flesh is the King immortal, King eternal, King invisible, his undiable King, the everlasting King, which he promised David that he would sit on the throne forever. That is Jesus, the son of David after the flesh. That he was born truly in the house of David. He came as a human being. But that this king himself, Jesus says that, if David call him Lord, how is he his son then? That David said in his psalm, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. If David will call him Lord, how is he his son? They could not answer him. Because, of course, David grew out of this root. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David is because David grew out of this root. He said, you should grow out. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Be a branch of this word. He is that king. Anyone that know him cannot bow to another. That's why Mordecai would not bow to him. Why? Because he said, I'm a Jew. That means he knows the true God, the true king. So any other king that is just coming, new found king, cannot undo the ancient of this. The original king that was before the world was made, before the creation. That Jesus has always been king, will always remain king. It is the King that was and is to come. The Almighty King, Jesus. And so he said to us that it is this Holy Bible he is preaching to us that we should lift up our heads. We should open our heart, is what he's saying, and let this King enter. He says, if this King enter you, revelation will enter you. That is the entrance of his word giveth light, giveth understanding. And this apostle said, I am praying so that he give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, in the knowledge of the Bible. And so that when you now fully comprehend that it is this word of God that is being preached to us by the gospel, then you will find that your King is not going to jump out from the sky. He is among us. That God has showed him openly, so no one can be ignorant today. He said, we all should know this King. And that this King is this Bible everybody is looking at. And that anyone that offend him, they shall see the arm of this King. That he is coming. That in the day of his appearing, he is that only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in the light, who no man has seen or will ever see. But that glorious spirit gave us the Bible. And say, let my word enter you. Don't do like in the provocation, in the wilderness. Let the truth of this Bible enter you. If it enter you, you will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That's why he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Let it be settled in your heart. Amen. That this is our King today, tomorrow, and forever.
Amen.
He will be our guide unto the end. Amen. The King of the Bible. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.